Hello and welcome in to An Abundance of Not. It is November the 12th, Wednesday.
Yep.
Wade's Friday. Just Wade joining me tonight. Brad is unable to make it. He's got some family stuff going on. I'll let him disclose if he so chooses. Definitely not my place.
Oh, yeah.
So, Wade, how's it going?
It's been pretty hectic. I mean, heck, with everything going on, BlizzCon, which we got out of just last week. Of course, I work at the airport, so we had everyone who was then flying out the day after. And the new system, I talked about this a couple episodes back, I believe, yep. That I was lugging that $33,000 of equipment around. That went live. And it is an annoying mess because they don't have certain buttons programmed because of, how do I say, customer wants, like addendum to certain items.
So like if you order something but you don't want onions on it, so that may not be supposed to come with onions, but you remove onions, that
kind of like that is a good example.
That retraction factor may not be set up.
That no onions button isn't there. So it's just a hassle. I mean, heck, right now I haven't even clocked in to work for 2 days because I apparently have no valid job code.
We have a similar issue at work. People that are not on salary have to punch in with their... We have electronic ID cards and electronic kind of deals when you walk into either side of the employee entrances. Well, it's a total crapshoot on whether it's going to work or not. It may work. It may work for you when you clock in the morning, but not when you clock out at lunch. You know, it's crazy. And, you know, we're a $100 million a year company. Can't afford a decent, you know, time clock or reliable monitoring deal. I mean, there's not very expensive pieces of software you could just install on everyone's computers, and they just go to a computer and they punch in and out, whether it's they use your social, whether they use their initials or whatever, employee ID numbers. Whatever, there's stuff out there, but our company's so cheap
that
they won't do anything.
Well, we have programmers for today and yesterday, and they're, for some unknown reason, are programming things in during open hours.
I mean, you got to be able to test what's being added, but yeah, it does definitely cause some trouble.
Sometimes the system just like locks up.
The problem with programming stuff is there's never a right time.
Oh yeah,
you need people there to test it to make sure it works, so you can't do it after hours.
That's
but
definitely...
any issues causes downtime during work hours, so there's just never a correct period to do that.
Yeah, it's a pain in the
posterior.
Rear end for us, posterior. Yeah, because. Well, they can't do it off hours because really no one's allowed in the airport pretty much, you know, through the night. Except for, you know, police on patrol. So that was fun. And we had NSFW, for those who don't know, that's like a health department, was it check? I guess I want to say check on steroids. These people were more... rear end focused than the health department is. Well, my area passed with flying colors. I mean, the only problem was that the machine was running too hot of water and they didn't bark points off of that. So I'm like, yay.
There you go. Yeah. So, we want to do a quick shout out. If you saw our Facebook post, we're doing tonight's episode. We will probably not have an episode next week. We are officially moving this weekend, and that may cause us some downtime in getting set up at the new location. We'll do our best, and we'll definitely keep everybody posted online. So thanks for your patience in that. So went to the movies this weekend, which was a lot of fun.
You did.
We'll get to that. Wade did not. Aside from that, the whole weekend was spent boxing up everything. My daughter and I did go to Taekwondo testing, to which we did phenomenally well, as expected.
Oh, yeah, it is, like, horrifying in here.
So,
boxes.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Our place looks like a hoarder's house. Just boxes piled everywhere. You kind of got a little maze to get to where you need to go. It's not great. Not ideal. But anyway, that'll all be remedied here in the next week. So, looking forward to that. And Wade, unless you got any more to add, let's jump into some movies.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
So a few movies to touch base on this week regarding what's coming out in the theaters. I have to say I'm not very excited on some of these. We have Dumb and Dumber 2.
No, that's thanks.
Currently has no Rotten Tomatoes score. Beyond the Lights, which has an 83% critic rating. Sorry. Foxcatcher, 93% critic rating, which is awesome.
Never heard of it.
Haven't either. The Homesman, same thing, 78%. And Rosewater, 73%.
Yeah, those three never heard of. So we
got movies that got some decent ratings, but I haven't heard of any of these.
It's like indies, like Under Skin was.
You know, I don't know. And unfortunately, Rotten Tomatoes isn't necessarily the best. That doesn't tell me all that great. I mean, this one here, which is Beyond the Lights, it's got a 90% audience rating of people who want to see it against the 83% critic rating. It's PG-13. It's a story of Noni, the music world's latest superstar, but not all is what it seems, and the pressure of fame has Noni on the edge until he meets Kaz. So all the actors in here are not big-name actors.
Why does this sound more, excuse my wording, Arabian, Arab?
It's more African.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Danny Glover's in this. We haven't seen him in quite a while.
God, what? Wow, yeah.
But not a lot of other noticeable names here. So that's an interesting one. Take a look at Foxcatcher real quick here.
Wonder what that's about.
This looks like it has... Oh, I clicked on something I shouldn't have clicked on. It looks like Channing Tatum's in this one, but I'm not
sure.
Didn't
ad pop up and like...
Something like that.
I hate when that happens.
No, it's Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, and Mark Ruffalo. So some decent names in that. Let's see what that one's about. Again, 93% critic rating, so that's got promising. Psychological drama, directed by Academy Award nominee Bennett Miller, who did Moneyball. That was a Brad Pitt movie, if memory serves. Starring, again, Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, and Mark Ruffalo, as along with Vanessa Redgrave and Sienna Miller.
Redgrave, that's a name, jeez.
Tells you everyone who's in it, but doesn't really tell you what the movie's about.
Great.
Let's see here. A wrestler who sees a way out of the shadow of his more celebrated wrestling brother and a life of poverty when he is summoned by eccentric multimillionaire John DuPont to move on to his estate and train for the 1988 Seoul Olympics. So you definitely get an idea of the timing for this movie. It is rated R due to some drug use and scene violence. But 93% is pretty impressive.
It's one of those coming of, you know, higher movies.
Yeah, kind of coming up, but also it's back again, 1988 Olympics, so it's, you know, mid-80s time frame for that.
In
the box office, though, we have Big Hero 6 taking top at $56 million. The Interstellar, not The Interstellar, just Interstellar, pulled in 47.5. Gone Girl holding strong, man, in that top four for a good month now. Has got another 6.2 million, and Ouija, as bad as that movie is per the critics at 7%, it stayed in the top three for a good number of weeks. That pulled in 5.9 million.
Considering that we just got through Halloween a week or two ago, and we really didn't have that many horror movies. I mean,
not a lot that came out in theaters. I mean, you had the one with the doll.
Elizabeth, or whatever the heck that was.
No, Annabelle, or Annabelle.
Yeah, Annabelle.
You got Ouija. But, I mean, they all seem like kind of low budget, kind of, you know, not these big, huge movies that I think a lot of people are really looking forward to. I was kind of surprised we haven't seen, you know, more of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies remakes, more of the Rob Zombies, Mike Myers movies, although they kind of came to a conclusion on that.
Where were, like, the digitally remastered horror movies? I haven't seen any of those.
It'd be interesting to put those into the theaters, but I would imagine that's definitely more of a DVD thing.
Oh, yeah, even though, but like, could you imagine on that on like Halloween week, all of a sudden just like the, was it Nightmare? No, not Halloween music playing. Do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
You know, like the digitally remastered Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th.
I'm kind of surprised we haven't done any more like Hellraiser reboots or anything like that with Pinhead.
Yeah, it's weird because
those were trippy.
I think the last one it didn't really got two rave reviews because, like, for some weird reason, like, the new Cellobites, like, it's his minions, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. It was, like, one shot, like, a disc, like, a DVD out of his head.
strange.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, trying to keep with the times. Like, the other, another one was, like, he had a camera lens eye, which I think I saw one of the scenes shoved him through the head of a victim. But, nice. Yeah.
But I did mention that I did go to the movie, so I did see Big Hero 6 with the kid. Very, very cute movie. Is it How to Train Your Dragons cute? yes, but a different kind of cute. The animation is amazing, some of the stuff they had going on.
Did you forget How to Dragon? We don't know.
I forgot How to Dragon. That's what happened. I definitely recommend it. It's not just a kid movie. It's very, very well done. Kind of gets the brain going a little bit. So really, really interesting. So check it out if you care. If you don't care, then
you got some free time. Then go didn't see it, so
go
I
see
can't
Dumb
tell.
And Dumber when you get a chance. If you don't care about
God,
Big Hero 6, I will not be. We are, however, Hunger Games is coming out here in a couple weeks. We do have big plans for that one.
Oh yeah.
So keep posted for that. And to bid movies adieu, we're going to jump into some news.
Well, wrapping up from BlizzCon this weekend, Blizzard really outdid themselves this time.
Think so?
They released a new IP.
They did, and what I liked about this IP announcement was not just, hey, we're working on this thing, kind of, sort of, and you might see it in 10 years.
Oh yeah, Overwatch, by the way, which is, get that cleared out.
New game we're talking about is Overwatch.
This is actually kind of funny. It was exhumed from the corpse of Titan.
Did they use like a similar engine or something?
Well, they took some of the pretty much said this was Titan was canceled a week or two before BlizzCon, and well, here's Overwatch, and yeah, there's basically said this was like probably like what they got up to from.
I don't know. I mean, they were really boasting Titan, I think, to be kind of like the next WoW or something like that, and they never really mentioned anything about a shooter. And then they come out with this. They had to have been working on this side by side. It couldn't have just been, well, Titan's not working, so let's just take what we've done and turn it into this.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't think they did that. I think they had to be doing this alongside, kind of parallel to something they were working on.
I don't see Blizzard doing that. I mean, yeah, they've come out with two. Actually, they're working on three games now. Was it Heroes of the Storm? They're doing, still working on Legacy of the Void, which is the StarCraft campaign.
Yep.
Overwatch, and shoot, there was something else.
We got Hearthstone,
yeah, which we'll get to later.
Not to mention Warcraft, not to mention Diablo, still exists, still alive. I mean, it'd be nice to see more in the Diablo world, but unfortunately,
they did have a panel for BlizzCon saying what was next, but I kind of glossed over it. I think if we're lucky, I can still bring it up, but whatever.
Okay, so anyway, Overwatch and other Blizzard news.
It's pretty much like if Blizzard made Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
A little bit more character in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's something like, what, 12 playable characters, all of them unique? Or is it something like that? Just a fair amount.
Two healers, two tank classes, some defense, and a good number of offensive. And they're all very well characterized. You get, Wilson, who's like this gorilla, but he's smart, but easily rageable.
Yeah, so like the Hulk.
You have a snipe. Well, he doesn't turn green, but
okay. I know.
He actually turns red. Widowmaker, sniper, and, well, when you're not zoomed in, she just has an assault rifle.
Yeah, but you got some, like, assassin-type classes that have stealth. You've got some
close
combat
awesome.
Melee. You've got some distance. You got a couple healers. And each character is unique. It's not like one person that you say, oh, okay, I just want this guy to have an assault rifle. No, it's a different person. So it's very much like Team Fortress 2.
There's a lot of character into it. I mean, it's not just,
yeah,
oh, this is a soldier. It's like, no, this is a soldier that can go ethereal and you can't shoot him when he's in this system. But whatever.
Yeah. I think a lot of the hope for people, from what I understand too, is that they're going to have some type of a campaign mode or something just beyond like a PvP deathmatch all the time. You know, because that, as fun as that can be with some games, there's always that hope for a little bit more.
There are multiple modes to deathmatch, kind of like the push the cart scenario in Team Fortress 2, where you got to be near the cart and the cart will move to a pre-designated position. and then blow up or something. I wasn't at the event myself, but I was able to talk to people who were flying out on my break at work. So
fantastic.
Yep, but they actually are offering a beta for this in like the first month. So January of 2016.
Oh, is it going to be as early as January?
From what I believe, yeah.
Is it 16? I thought they were opening the beta up in 15.
I thought it was the 16th.
I don't think it's going to be January of 2015, but I think they're opening up a beta in 2015 with the game to launch in 16, but I could be wrong.
It's very nice, to refreshing to have a game be like, yeah, we're announcing it and here's 2 months ready to go. Not like, we're announcing it, here's a trailer edit of a show, here's another trailer edit of a show.
Well, people were able to play it at the yeah. event too, so I mean,
it had a pretty decent amount of work behind it. That's why I was believing it. I think they did say it was from the corpse of Titan, but...
Well, that just could be, you know, a statement of, yeah, one IP died, but we were able to generate another one. I don't think they killed a project and took that project into this. I think it had to be something separate.
Yep, so...
It's too much to be slapped together in 2 weeks.
Yep, well, anyway, on the show notes, there is the site where you can see all the characters. I think there's YouTube videos that link on the site. They just pop up on the site itself, showing you what the characters can do, how they are controlled, and their abilities. And you can sign up for the beta there, too. Also catch the trailer and the gameplay trailer there. It's weird, because when I watched the trailer, I felt like, am I watching a Saturday morning cartoon?
Yeah, it's got kind of a cartoony feel to it, which is kind of fun.
But, you know, it still gave it character, which is nice.
Yep.
So, remember, you do need a Battle.net account to get the beta, but that's free anyway, so whatever.
Yep. Request an authenticator, though, because those Battle.net accounts get hacked all the time.
Well, it's they usually get hacked for World of Warcraft.
I got mine hacked for Diablo, so that happens.
Yeah, well, that too, because people will usually sell your stuff, take the gold, and sell it somewhere else. But what do you got?
Apple News. I got a couple articles here on Apple. One of them is from a acclaimed, very sketchy Asian news outlet. They're citing that that Apple is going to put an end to the iPad Mini. They claim as a result of tablet competition and an overall decline in the Mini sales. The same news firm, as sketchy as it's claimed, did predict the Apple Watch release for 2015. However, no other stories have come out to confirm this, and most sites do claim that this to be a dubious and sketchy article. Mark German, I think it's German, of 9to5 Mac reports the story is obviously false and has no reason to put any thought into it. But I think it's an interesting concept. I mean, the new iPhone, the iPhone 6 Plus is 6.5 inches. The iPad Mini is only like 7-something. Not that much different. Why would you buy the iPad Mini if you were going to get the iPhone 6 Plus? You know, what's the benefit there?
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to get a screen, that why not get the phone that you then have a phone functionality to it? Or if you have a big phone, you're going to want a bigger tablet to offset it because the difference isn't substantial enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see if there's anything to this. You know, maybe they've got an inside scoop on some of the manufacturing places in Asia and China and whatnot, that maybe less supplies are being ordered by Apple. You know, who knows? Maybe there's something behind it.
Maybe they're just like, we don't have any orders for this size screen, which is for the Mini.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, Apple may not come out and say it, but, you know, maybe by ordering less, it's an indication, obviously, that something might be happening.
And also with, you know, the phone coming out, then they're working on this watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the iWatch, the Apple Watch, right?
Yeah, they haven't called it the iWatch. I think it's just the Apple Watch.
Okay, well, you know, with that, it's like, I don't know, what are the stuff for the watch? Like, what's the...
It Bluetooths to your phone. It'll give you... There's certain apps that'll work for it. So I think you can do like weather, and you can do, it'll alert you on text messages and display text messages for you, but it's not a standalone unit. You've got to pair it up with another device.
Ah, okay. I thought it was like directions would be actually great. If it had like a speaker, be like, Turn left. Oh, all right.
Okay. I turned my wrist left. No, that's not what you wanted? Oh, okay.
Well, you think that would be actually safer, you know, than like, oh, you know, look at your phone and, oh, okay, so I need to turn left here. It's, you know, on turn left on Bravo Street. All right, cool.
Yeah, I mean, the watches have been interesting. There's a guy at work who's got either the Samsung watch or one that works with the Samsung phones. And you could set all sorts of different displays on it. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle displays. It looks like, you know, like those little cheap watches used to get like Happy Meals and a little digital readout. You can get displays that look like that. There's all sorts of different things you can do. But I mean, when the battery only lasts for a day tops, like it just...
It really doesn't matter for me. I don't have one, but I plug my phone in every night.
Yeah, I mean, I don't sometimes, but I know that then I have to the next day for sure, otherwise I'm toast.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I come home and it's like, I have 20% power. Plug in.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, this, you know, the iPad mini, again, nothing confirmed on what's going to happen with it. There's just some company in Taiwan, a news agency in Taiwan, who's claiming that its impending doom may be on the horizon. But it's up to Apple to really make that call. So, keep posted, and we'll keep you informed.
Yay. Well, continuing on the Blizzard front, they also announced their first expansion for Hearthstone, the Goblins and Gnomes. This is a very tinkerish, kind of slapdash mech kind of expansion for Hearthstone.
Yep.
It seems kind of odd to me that Blizzard sent out these cards with like blueprint schematics of different machinery in Warcraft universe. Okay. Like Walmart got like a demolisher schematic and on the back and said like, you know, working hard on a new inventions, see you at BlizzCon, but whatever. So we kind of knew going in that this was going to be a more tinkerish expansion. I mean, they're putting in 120 cards.
What's the general card count out right now?
We got like, I think 30 for Curse of Naxxramas. I don't know the card count for what the regular was, but people say that it really changed the meta up with Curse of Naxxramas, which is 30 when they're doing darn near triple the card release.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely can change the tactics a little bit.
It's going to be a crazy, crazy game for a while. As people find new cards, new strategies. I mean, I've seen one that's going to be crazy in a deck and like, oh god, this is going to be a nightmare to see when it comes through. But, you know, it's nice to see Blizzard working on other things than just the three main franchises. I don't know what's actually kind of gotten into them. Because they used to be cool with their three main franchises being StarCraft, Diablo, and Warcraft.
Yep.
Now it's like, oh, we're doing Hearthstone, we're doing Heroes of the Storm, we're doing Overwatch. It's like, the hell happened to you guys?
Well, and like they said, the CEO came out and said, you know, they don't want to shoehorn themselves into, you know, a certain game architecture. They've got Diablo that's a grinding hack and slash third-person view. You got Warcraft that's, you know, an expansive online community and world with economics and with all, you know, all that sort of stuff. You've got StarCraft, it's a true strategy. Now you've got, you know, a live-action card game. You've got Overwatch that's going to be, you know, their first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And then Heroes of the Storm, I'm not even really sure what that one's like.
It's kind of... Are you aware of Dota and League of Legends?
So it's kind of like Diablo-ish. But more like smaller matches.
More PvP-based than, you know... Do you take certain characters out of the Blizzard universes, and each of them have their, you know, separate ability and yada yada. You fight against with a five-man team against another five-man team.
5v5. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we also saw at BlizzCon that they did their first Hearthstone World Championship.
Yep.
And the kid that won it, too, he's...
Firepat? Yeah.
He's what? Like, he's not a... He's like, what, 20-ish or something like that?
Young.
Yeah, he's a pretty young kid, and...
What did he walk away with, like, $500,000?
I was going to say, there's some serious money that he took home from that. And you see it in the event that he was shocked that it happened. He couldn't really even process it.
Yeah,
he was just so overwhelmed. It's pretty cool though, and so Blizzard's trying to go into the esports. I won't say trying, but definitely getting into the esports world. And Hearthstone's a good
definitely in the esports world with StarCraft.
Yeah, that's true.
I believe there was a hint of a spectator mode for Hearthstone. Thank freaking God.
So what, you could just log into Hearthstone and just watch other people's matches?
Pretty much. They're hinting at it. They're not, don't have any details.
But that would be the concept.
Yeah, exactly. And if you ever watch a Hearthstone tournament, it's a convoluted mess of how they switch between players to show their cards when it's like, screw it. Okay, this is a match. All right, Rin, here you're seeing both of their hand cards, but it could be...
I think it'd be better to not see the person's hand cards. You see their play. You don't know what's in their deck. You see both players as if their opponent was seeing them.
Mm.
And I think that would give you a more objective... Because it's easy to work out someone's strategy when you see what they got in their hand. But the true skill to Hearthstone is working out a strategy not knowing what they have. It's like poker. You don't know what the person's got. You can only just base it off of how they bet.
The caveat is when you're actually, if you're watching a tournament, is that they have to submit their decks beforehand.
Yep.
And the announcers will see it, and they're like, well, seeing the decks before even the match begins.
They'll see the decks, but they don't see...
Well, and then they say, there's his Soulfire, so that's... This is probably a this deck, so it's like, okay, so now we know what's going on. It really doesn't matter, what we see. I can see maybe some problems with being able to see both people's cards, because someone may be able to make a second account and then spectate their own match.
Yeah, that'd be tough. But at the same time, when you're saying it, I was thinking about watching poker on TV, and they show you what everybody has.
Yeah.
If they can do something like that to really open it up to the esports world, open up tournaments to people and all that kind of stuff, that could be really cool.
Yeah.
So hopefully they do something with that and expand the horizons a little bit.
Done there.
All right. Kind of shifting gears here a little bit. We've talked about the net neutrality issue in the past at length. And that companies, if net neutrality is abolished, or what net neutrality, I guess, is basically defined as, is that all traffic on the internet is supposed to be treated equally, supposed to be neutral. So whether Comcast owns a video streaming service, they should still allow all other streaming services, whether it's Amazon Prime, whether it's Netflix, to utilize the same bandwidth that Comcast's system works. We've talked about this at length. If you're not sure, do a quick Google search and get going. The big issue now is that the internet companies who have, their own subsidiaries they want people to buy, more or less have the authority to throttle the internet speeds for third-party content holders. That would be people like us. That would be Netflix. That would be Amazon Prime, when it's companies like Cox, who maybe they have their own system or they have a partnership with one over the other. They can make it very difficult to utilize those other accounts.
And then they would, this is how business works, they would throttle the third party and say, if you want better internet, pay up more.
Yep.
But you would only be getting the internet you're used to now than, without the throttling.
Yeah, and that's being dubbed as paid prioritizing. You can, if you're Netflix and you want people to have your service, you can pay the different internet companies, based on a contractual agreement to give you to allow your content to have the bandwidth that you deem necessary. So we've stated that Congress and whatnot and FCC have been involved in stuff like this. Well, President Obama has made some statements.
I saw a blurb at this at work. Yep. On the screens at work.
So Obama is urging the FCC to set the strongest possible rules to protect net neutrality. He urged to prohibit the paid prioritizing, to keep it open.
Now, this may be confusing. He's actually putting in rules so that the providers cannot do this. Let's just get that clear. Yeah, so
the internet providers cannot
throttle,
limit the content that the users have access to based on speed.
It's just clearing that out, yep, because I've been confused with that a couple times.
Yep. So what's the most interesting statement, though, that I got out of it, it makes the most sense. And so President Obama is urging FCC to reclassify broadband services, your internet, your TV, and not so much TV, but mostly internet, and classify it as a public utility, just like electricity, just like water, just like gas. If they can reclassify internet service providers to a utility instead of an entertainment, I think it falls under different guidelines with FCC and then can be more easily regulated to make sure that us, the user, and also the content generator, to have the most amount of access both ways to get our content to as many people as easily and stress-free as possible, while also having access to all the content that we want as well.
How are utilities price handled?
You know, I don't know the FCC's guidelines on that, if FCC has guideline over that, if it's a different governmental organization. But
just like, I know you still have to pay for like waste management, water and electricity, but
I think it's all based on, it's truly based on usage.
Ah.
So whether you utilize, you know, 10 gigabytes a month versus 50 gigabytes a month, maybe you're charged just based on that, as opposed to here's your contract for this speed for this period of time. So, you know, I'm not really sure. I would think that that's kind of the path he's talking about, which would be really, really interesting.
It'd be kind of weird for some of us who do, you know, like YouTube and this, is that we would actually kind of still have to pay more for the usage, because we're obviously using more to put content like this up. But
yeah, I don't know how that works. I mean, so far, you know, really YouTube's the only name in the game to
Twitch upload too.
Videos to, I mean, Twitch is for streaming. They're still working on their database to upload and broadcast. But it's not so much the user being limited on uploading data. It's YouTube or Twitch being throttled. And they're bad examples because a lot of other companies don't have their version of it.
Mm-hmm.
We keep using the Netflix factor because a lot of these other companies have their own
video streaming.
Yeah, video streaming service that's their own company. They're a subsidiary. So they want you to use that versus paying the $8 a month to Netflix or to Amazon Prime so that they can get more business that way. So they will, and theoretically, would throttle back those other services to make them almost unusable, so that you want to go with their service, unless these companies would pay the internet companies more money, or money period, to open up the doors to their content, which would then in turn cause the subscription cost to the users to go up. So now Netflix is like $8 a month. Maybe it goes up to 12 or 15 if they have to pay all these different internet companies to open the doors for their content. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, we've tried to keep an eye on the net neutrality situation, as it's kind of that little silent killer. It affects everybody, but not everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, and it'd be kind of funny to see someone going to work like, yeah, I'm going to want to watch this movie when I get home, so I better start buffering it now.
Yeah, back to dial-up days, right?
Yeah. Anywho, the last little bit of Blizzard news is the finishing up of the third campaign, the Protoss campaign in the Legacy of the Void for StarCraft II. Interesting to see how this one turns out. I've been keeping up with the releases and playing the storyline for a while, and they've actually released their multiplayer and campaign spotlight for it, so it's... And they have a new mode, too, called Archon, where you or two players work together, both offensively and defensively, to basically stop a more powerful aggressing force.
Okay, interesting. So that's the third. Is that supposedly the final piece of the puzzle for the StarCraft II?
Yes.
Situation?
Yep. So we left Kerrigan with... I know it's getting way... Probably no one knows the heck I'm talking about. Going off to fight Amond, who we believe is a Zelnaga that created the Protoss and the Zerg races.
Interesting.
Oh, God. It's convoluted, I know.
Okay. Well, our last little bit tonight, and we'll touch back base on Apple. Apparently, there's a bug in the most recent iOS update that has the potential for some serious device vulnerability. What does that mean? Well, cybersecurity firm FireEye published a vulnerability issue with the most recent iOS, which allows malicious apps with tainted text, emails, and web links to infect and take over trusted Apple apps, apps such as email, apps such as your bank programs, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, etc. FireEye has dubbed these the technique as mask attack. That's MASQUE. It's used to steal email login, bank login, and other sensitive data that we kind of, I think we get numb to the fact that we're using on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Logging into your bank, logging into your email. You know, look at all the different websites we use, and if you forget your password, it sends an email to you with how to reset it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Or if someone has access to your email account, they can get into just about anything that you have an account to.
It goes back to what you were saying when your account got hacked for Battle.net Blizzard and everything, all that happened. And I've had it too, and it's one of the most painfully annoying, frustrating struggles you will ever have to go through.
Yeah.
And if it's just for a game.
Yeah, that's on a game that's got no effect to your general livelihood.
When it's all of a sudden your bank account has nothing in it because someone stole your login, changed it, and
wiped you out.
Is going to Vegas or wherever.
Wherever.
Dropping, making it rain with your cash.
Officials at Apple were unable or were unavailable to comment. Apparently, they were reached out to and were not available at the time. According to FireEye, they did report the issue to Apple in July and were told that Apple is working on a fix. So be mindful of what apps you come across that may sound too good to be true, or maybe you're getting through not the best of means. I mean, I would definitely stick to downloading certain apps, almost all your apps, from the designated app stores, whether it's App Store for Apple, whether it's the Google Play Store. I mean, don't download it directly from a website. I mean, you're asking for trouble. You know, do some research before downloading an app. If it looks maybe a little fishy, you know, jump on Google and see what people are saying about it before you become a victim to something.
It's that whole thing. Do your research before you buy anything.
Yep. Measure twice, cut once.
I mean everything. Even the most minute detail. I mean, make sure it's good.
Just make sure you know what you're getting. You know, whether you're buying a product, whether you're downloading an app. You know, the more you know.
Yeah. You know, it's a light bulb that you think is cheaper probably breaks or burns out three times as fast, and you're actually buying that crappy light bulb three times as much, and you're actually could buy
spending more money.
Yeah, exactly. Than the one that will probably last longer, and it's why it's more.
Yep, exactly. Well, a little bit shorter episode tonight, as we are a man down, which is fine. We're okay with that. But keep it up on the social media for updates on what's going to happen next with our move situation and getting reset up. The move will open up some opportunities for us to expand a little bit. So just keep your eyes open on that, and we'll keep you in the know.
I like how we've done this. It was 20 minutes for each one of us, and now that he's not here, we're basically near 40 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's panned out. It's worked out well.
So anyway, keep on gaming.
Take it easy.